Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. We've been studying this week on the dangers of drunkenness. This will be part number 5 of the message. We've looked this week at how that the dangers of drunkenness will cause you to be deceived. We also looked at how that the dangers of drunkenness will cause you to have a destroyed life. And now let's look at this thought, how that the dangers of drunkenness will bring about damnation. I hope that this is going to be a blessing to you as you listen today as we go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church.
Well, I don't know how, preacher. I don't know how I could ever get out of it. The Word of God says there's a melody that comes forth in your heart from the Lord. Do you know that the opposite of destruction, you know what the opposite of destruction is? Anybody ever thought about that? The opposite of destruction is creation. Think about that. When you create something, you bring something from nothing. But when you destroy something, you're not creating. This is what God did. Whenever I got saved by the grace of God, look here. Can I tell you, the Bible said this, we have all sinned and we have all come short of the glory of God. Ain't nobody in this building deserves to go to heaven. Somebody say amen right there. All of us deserve hell. Every single one of us. While Satan wants to destroy you, the Lord wants to create a new creature out of you. The Bible said this in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse 17. You know this verse. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, new creation, if you will. Old things passed away. Behold, all things become new. When a man gets saved by the grace of God, I'm going to tell you something, I've seen this happen. I've seen people get saved by the grace of God on Sunday, and when, on Monday morning, they ain't the same person. I'm telling you, they come back the next week, and I mean, they look different, they act different, their speech. What happened? God made a new creature out of them. You say, well, give me that 1, 2, 3 step to man becoming right with Jesus. Just fall before God and give him your life, amen. And let him do the work. That's the biggest trouble. That's the biggest trouble is we got a whole bunch of people trying to fix each other without Jesus. You cannot fix yourself. I mean, you're going to have to let God fix you, amen, and make a new creature out of you. We've seen the dangers of drunkenness, how that it'll cause you to be deceived, how the dangers of drunkenness will destroy your life. Well, let's look for just a moment at how the dangers of drunkenness will bring about damnation. When using that word damnation, I'm referring to eternal punishment. I'm talking about the lake of fire. Surely drinking won't send you to hell. No, it's not the act that sends you to hell. It's the rejection of this instruction that sends you to hell. But you may be deceived by that drunkenness to keep you out of the things of God that causes you on a lifestyle of misery that keeps you from being saved by the grace of God. I want you to get this text. Go with me to 1 Corinthians. The Bible's over in 1 Corinthians chapter number 6 and verse number 9. Chapter number 6 and verse number 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 9. Notice what the text says right here. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? If a person is righteous, he is what? The difference between the opposite of unrighteousness is you take the UN off the end of it and you become right. There's only one way that you can become right, and that's to give your heart to the right one, the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you're unrighteous, that means that you're not right, you're wrong, amen. And so there's things within the text, the Word of God, that points us to areas of our life that are not right. So if we are doing these things, guess what? We're found out and we're called unrighteous. Amen. Notice what the text says right there once again. Be not deceived. There it is again. Neither fornicators, that's having sex before, any form of sex before marriage, looking at things you shouldn't be looking at, all those things are fornicators. Nor adulterers, people who worship idols. Nor adulterers, that's sex after marriage, any type of sex after marriage. Nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Nor thieves. Now look, he's given categories of people, once again, who's not going to go to heaven. He said this, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. That's pretty bold, isn't it? He's listing off people, groups of people who are not going to be going to heaven. Drunkenness will cause eternal damnation. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm talking about this. The lifestyle of a drunkard is somebody who don't return. They are always out. Satan uses all kinds. Be not deceived. Neither be these things right there. Look at verse number 11. I love this. While all of these lifestyles are out there, while we know all of these sins within our world today, can I tell you, I'm sure I'm thankful that the text did not stop there. I'm thankful that God went on to say, hey, there is a cure, friend. That bomb of Gilead that they're singing about this morning, amen. That bomb came from a tree that had a slit cut into it. And when that slit was placed in that tree, it dripped forth that bomb. And they'd collect that bomb. And it was used for all kind of healing agencies. But can I tell you this morning, thank God that you don't have to die in the drunkard lifestyle. You don't have to die in adultery. You don't have to, look here, you don't have to go out of this world as a liar. No, there's a cure, friend, and the cure was found at Calvary, the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. And such were some of you, speaking about that word were is a past tense, amen. Were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus, and by the Spirit of God, out of that text right there, there's three things. Ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified. But he said this, I'm not washed with the soap. I'm not washed with physical things. I'm not washed by myself. No, he said, we're washed by the Word of God. That's how you get washed. The Word of God's pointing out areas of your life that need to be clean. But you can't wash yourself. You can't wash yourself. If you try to wash yourself just physically on the outside, it'll never work. This is what you're going to have to do. You're going to have God's help to help you say no to the bottle. The next section he speaks about being sanctified. Sanctified is this, separated. Once I've been washed, you know what that washing is referring to, Brother Kevin? It's referring to being born again, regenerated by the power of God. You can't save yourself, amen. Only God can do that. Only God can do the washing. But it's the Word of God that points you to the fact that, hey, I need a Savior, amen. And when you get saved by the grace of God, this is what happens. God sets you apart. He puts a new group of friends in your life. He puts a new focus in your mind. That's the reason why that I can walk in the world down there and see, I don't like this. This makes me feel weird because I've been sanctified by the grace of God. The next section is the word justified. And such were some of ye. That word justified is a judicial term. It's a term that's used in the courtroom. Sometimes, man, the judge will look at somebody, he'll say, you're guilty, 5 years in prison. You're guilty, 20 years in prison. You and I deserve life and punishment in a place called hell, eternal damnation. But yet, there's a holy God who sent his only begotten Son to this world to die for you and for me, amen, so that he might be the cure. And this is what Christ did. Christ up there at Calvary's hill, he hung his head, the Bible said, and gave up the ghost. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do, amen. And they pierced his side, amen. And the Bible said, blood and water gushed forth. 3 days, they put his body in the tomb. 3 days later, Jesus Christ arose victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Christ went to hell for me. Christ went to hell for you so that you wouldn't have to go to that place. Well, let me get that word justified for just a moment. Because I've been washed, born again. Because I've been, thank God, hallelujah. Because I've been sanctified, set apart. I'm not my own, I'm bought with a price. I'm not the devil's no more, I'm the Lord's. When I stand before the eternal judge in heaven, this is what's going to take place. God's going to look at me And he's not going to see my wickedness. He's not going to see my past. He's not going to see what I used to be. Thank God, he's going to look at his son, and all he's going to be able to see is what his son did for me. Amen. And I've been justified as if I had never sinned, just like the Lord Jesus Christ. But if you ain't got a Savior this morning, if you're living for the world and you're not living for the Savior, you're going to stand before God, and that judgment, that judicial system, is going to be much different. You say, preacher, are you warning me? Are you judging me? I want you, if you leave this building and you think I'm judging you, you're wrong, friend. I'm not judging you. By no means. We all have our problems. I'm trying to help you to see that we're not to be like the world. We're like to be like this book. And if you'll hear the wisdom of the Word of God this morning, and you'll align yourself to what that Bible says, there'll be a quality that comes to your life that everybody wants to be like you. Ask yourself some things this morning. Is there some places in my life, maybe it's not drunkenness, is there places in my life that need some attention? Is there some things that, if I looked at that brand new car and walked around and found every scratch on everybody else, but yet I've ignored my damage, I've ignored my problems, I've ignored my things. How many of you this morning want to be better for Jesus? Want to be the best you can be for God's glory? The only way you're going to be that is for you to give yourself over. Give yourself over to Jesus fully and let God change your life. Old man said one time, it's easy to clean the outside, but it sure is harder to clean the inside. As you stand to your feet this morning, I don't know. Not a popular message, but a needed message. If somebody was to look on your Facebook account today, would they wonder what you've done this week? If somebody was to look in your refrigerator, would they wonder if you were guilty of drunkenness? Has your children ever seen you place or be compromising to your testimony? And I want you to know this morning that while everybody else don't see, God sees. There's a judgment coming, friend. I don't know when that will be, but I'm asking you this morning to judge yourself. Find out where you stand between you and God.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.